This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the cattle markets for Wednesday, November 14th. Well, cattle markets, interesting day yesterday. We started out weaker, just continuing on the path that we've been on for quite some time of putting in new lows for the move, looking just like we're just going to continue to drift lower. Then the market started to catch a bit, and it chopped around for quite a bit. Then late in the session, it just surged higher. We ended up with outside days higher, big outside days higher on both lives and feeders. So the market's showing us something here. Clearly, we're catching down here. These were at some significant lows in many of these charts at the summer lows, the August lows, where the market kind of was the platform for the market surging and putting in new highs on both lives and feeders into early October. And then we broke down and the markets had a pretty long slide. So we took out those summer lows, and now we're back up, trading back above those lows of most of the contracts. So clearly, and again, with an outside day higher, this develops into a pretty strong formation if we get some follow through here today, and I would imagine that we would. Now, you got the crude oil under quite a bit of pressure, stock market under pressure, so there's just been major liquidation going on across much of the commodity space that's affecting the grains, the meats, the metals, everything. So that got caught up in that. But again, the holiday season is upon us, and usually the beef market and cattle markets tend to be fairly strong into early December. We thought that that would be the case this year because of very good domestic consumption and the momentum coming behind that. We just had a great performance in the beef space for the last several months. Now, exports had certainly been on a slide, and that was a red flag, but domestic demand had still been very strong. We expected that we probably would see good disappearance through the Christmas season. Normally, obviously, you're not going to get a lot of beef consumption during Thanksgiving, but then it flips on you fairly quickly as you get into the holiday parties and you get into the rib demand for Christmas dinners. Usually, beef consumption is quite high as you get into December and the Christmas holiday. So, the packers have been fairly aggressive. They've really stepped up over the last few weeks, getting more numbers around them for deferred delivery. We've noted that. And so they appear to have pretty good product volume around them, gives them more leverage as they head into that key buying season. Of course, next week is a short kill week, so they're going to back off a little bit this week. We haven't seen much cash trade develop so far this week, but the show lists are about steady with the previous week. Box beef values have come under some pressure over the last couple weeks. Yesterday was in line with that, where the choice was down 147, so we're sitting at 214. Select was down 141, we're sitting at 199. The spread is at 1510, and movement was 118 loads. So that's another red flag that, you know, the beef, box beef values have been sliding. They're not collapsing, but they've been sliding over the last few weeks, so that's worth noting. I think, you know, we were looking for the potential for this market to put in a new high until we really started to break down and took out key support levels. Like, well, now we're just looking for the market to still have its seasonal rally into early December, but probably not much more than that. It's very unlikely that you're going to see new highs in live cattle, and almost certain you're not going to see that in feeders. You've really done a lot of damage to the charts on both lives, but especially feeders. And I think that for feeders, you know, getting back to the summer highs would kind of set up the formation of a head and shoulders top. This right shoulder dug a little deep than the left shoulder, which is what you typically would see in a longer term bear market if you're going to have that kind of head and shoulders formation. So we'll see. And I think that's the best we'll do. The little swing high that we got in late October will be our first resistance. And then just barely above that, a couple bucks above that, on the deferred feeders is where you get into those summer highs. And that would be that right shoulder. So anyway, if that develops that way, those are the price levels we'd be looking at to get some long-term sales on the books, because in the long term we're still in that bear cycle of the 10-year cycle, the bear component of the 10-year cycle. So we're still looking for another notable leg to the downside on both the lives and the feeders, likely as you get into next summer. How that happens and why it happened, I mean, you already have the fundamental picture kind of laid out for that in cattle themselves. You still got record numbers on feed. You've still got, you know, record numbers that will be being slaughtered in record beef production. Herd expansion, you know, we feel has been pretty much done for a while. And we note that with the higher than usual percentage of heifers in the feedlots, the aggressive cow slaughter, those are pretty strong indications that you're just not retaining heifers or retaining even older cows to grow your herd. So we're looking at the strong likelihood that you'll have another major leg down, and my guess is it will come into next summer. So that's kind of what we're gearing for. We're hoping to get those seasonal runs. Feeder cattle just didn't give it to us. Too much rain, late winter wheat plantings, pasture's not well established, feedlots muddy, all kinds of reasons why there just wasn't that big perk up in demand, slow corn harvest. I think that's still coming as corn harvest wraps up. You're still going to look for calves to place in those small feedlots across the Midwest and feed off some of this corn. Prices are fairly cheap. They do have to be careful as there's a lot of vomitoxin around, so that would slow down some demand for calves as you just don't have, you know, good enough quality corn to feed unless you can find good stuff to blend it off. So that's going to slow down the pace of feeding as well. There are some indications that placements into feedlots have been fairly aggressive in October, although we were questioning that because of the muddy conditions, but from the auction statistics that we're getting, it would appear that there was quite a bit of placement. And frankly, you know, calves coming off out of the northern plains in October have to go somewhere. They're either going to go into a backgrounding facility, which probably a great deal of them did, but if there's no winter wheat pasture in the southern plains, they're pretty much going to have to go into the feedlots, especially with the delays in corn harvest. So we're kind of bracing for that, the next cattle on feed report, which actually will be next Wednesday, right before the Thursday Thanksgiving holiday. So that wraps it up for the cattle commentary. If you have any questions or want to talk about the markets, feel free to call me at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.